how far out in the country were you? How many other families?
We lived out about about 4 miles, I reckon. Between 3.5 and 4 miles. I'll say 4 miles.
Out of Chifley?
Mm-hmm. Back this was south.
Uh-huh. How many other families were there around there?
Well, there was a family that lived up above us, and he homesteaded his place, I think, about the same time. And all of his land was public land at that time when they come in here, and they came from Georgia and all. And so they found out this land was public land, and you could homestead it, you know, 160 acres, I think, to each one. Mm-hmm. So that's how come them all in here and settled around together. My granddaddy, he homesteaded one, and my daddy did. And then old man Skipper, he lived on the other side of us, and he homesteaded one. And then they were scattering. They seemed like people weren't too interested in it, just something or other for a while. But they basically got around, and they were people coming from everywhere and homesteading their land. I couldn't tell you, from different places, though.
But mainly around your family was just your grandparents and maybe just one other family?
Yeah, my grandparents, and they weren't nobody much that lived around. There's three, about my grandmother lived on one side of us, and we lived right there, and then the Skippers that lived right over here on the next 106 acres he had homesteaded. And so we lived right there in the road, you know, but there's then some fur offerings along, maybe down this fur. It was a long ways. It weren't nothing but just big growed up trees, big pine trees. And it was thickly set, and I mean thickly growed up, you know, the trees were. But after they got to using them, you know, cutting, they started and cut ties, you know, to build the railroad track. That's what they started. They got then. Then they had to saw the trees down and cut the ties and things like that. They kept on until they got about all the big trees, you know, cut down. It'll come up again and grow. There's another good growth on it now. And then they bought the turpentine men coming here and they turpentined it. They had it turpentined, and then they turned back and cut it for wood. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what all they used it for different things. So. Mm-hmm. And ties, they cut the railroad made cross ties, you know, build a railroad track. They done that too. Mm-hmm. And they kind of thinned it out then, the trees, the timbers and all. And now it's grown back up thick. They hadn't logged it now in quite a while. It's been a long time since they cut it for wood, lots of that here for a while back. But you can't miss it. I think it's all just grown back up and out.
When you were growing up, was Chifley a city then or town?
Yes, a little town. Just a little town. We come down here. Yeah. I remember it mighty well how it lived. It was just a very small, just a few little old houses here, and the little old stores was looked sort of like they do out in the woods, you know. They have a little old store or something like that. That's the way it was. They didn't have no big ones or nothing. Mm-hmm. And lots of difference. So. This was just a very small little old place. They weren't nobody lived here hardly to start off with. I guess he's about the first one that come in here and built a store and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a little store, and people would come in, he had it up there in town, the little old place was. But they done away with it now, and they've got a big store in there.